If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
June the 20th, Friday, and on this day in 1975, the movie Jaws came out. Dean Richards now with more on that.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is that? When you think about that, 50-year anniversary of one of the most landmark movies of all time. So many memories. Interestingly, the movie has never been on any streaming platforms. That's going to be changing soon. You'll be able to watch all of the Jaws movies. But the first one, without a doubt, very definitely the best one of all time. If you go to Richard Dreyfuss's website, who was pivotal, of course, in that motion picture, he's selling Jaws merchandise to celebrate the occasion.
What, did he run out of money?
Apparently. I don't know. Like, what do you sell exactly? We're going to need a bigger boat t-shirts? I'm not 100% sure, but, Steven Spielberg, of course, directed it. There was talk that they were going to try to actually train real sharks. You know, and they have, movies with animals in them. They have trained animals that they can use to do certain things. Steven Spielberg quickly learned that you cannot train a shark to do what you wanted to do. So they had to use the mechanical sharks. There were three of them. If you look at them closely, really they look kind of hokey. And even when you go back to watch the movie now, with special effects the way that they are and all the things that they can do in movies these days, it's a little bit hokey. But it was a pretty good scare back in the day to go and, to see that movie. It's the reason why it is so well remembered today.
First of the summer blockbusters, it started a whole trend. The interesting thing is they had all sorts of problems, as you know, Dean, with the mechanical shark. And because they did, they had to limit the time that they would actually show it. And so that made for an even scarier movie, because if you go back and watch that movie, most of the time you're scared and you don't see it. You just hear that music.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the apprehensive feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching just some clips of it. I haven't gone back to watch the whole movie, although I sort of I want to watch the whole movie just to remind myself. I remember being terrified, seeing that movie at the I'm pretty sure I saw it at the Ford City Cinema. It was a big deal. It had just opened then. I'm sure I'll see a lot of things now that I didn't notice back when I was a mere teen, when full head of hair going to see the I'm looking at some of the Richard Dreyfuss
the merchandise
right now. It's an exclusive merchandise line that he's got. Let me see. He's got the Richard Dreyfuss hats. He's got Richard Dreyfuss t-shirts. Oh,
this
boy.
Is what happens when you don't invest your money properly.
No,
you have to do
not
that.
Good. There's a shark jaw replica that you can get. Hoodies, t-shirts, movie posters.
Good gifts for people who have boats.
Bob and I are going to have that exact same thing someday.
No question.
Same kind of merch.
We've heard recently about these problems with The Who and their drummer, who is Ringo's son. What's the latest on this now?
Well, Ringo is getting into the fight now as well. It's been sort of back and forth where The Who allegedly fired Zach Starkey, Ringo's son, who has been their drummer for quite some time, that he was fired. Zach alleges that Peter Townsend, or Roger Daltrey, rather, told him to not say that he was fired, that it was an amicable parting. Zach refused to do that. He was back in the band and then let go again from the band, according to all the reports. But now Dad is standing up for his son. Ringo has chimed into the whole thing by saying, "I never liked the way that little man runs his band," referring to Roger Daltrey.
That little man.
That little man. I never performed very well for him. He said, Zach Starkey said, "I'm very proud of my dad for standing up for me." And, you know, so that's where it all sits right now. Not a lot of peace and love going on.
Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Oh, yes. No. I knew I could scare that up in there.
This is a serious message.
I know.
Peace and love.
Weekend.
Have that little man.
The shows and events going on this weekend. Dean's got a list to run by you next. What's going on around Chicago, Dean?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of those weekends where good luck, not finding something to do. We've got the Melton Margs Music Festival. It's going on at Soldier Field this weekend. That includes the groups Shipwreck, the Eli Young Band, and a whole mix of country and house music. That's today and tomorrow. Queens of the Stone Age at the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island tomorrow. The Summer Smash Music Festival going on all weekend long at SeatGeek Stadium in beautiful Bridgeview. Milwaukee Summerfest just kicked off, and among the headliners up there, James Taylor, Jason Mraz, Tiny Habits. James Taylor was at Ravinia last night, and I was not there for the show, but boy, I've been hearing nothing but rave reviews. He's always so great.
Yeah, saw him last year. Fantastic.
Yeah, he still puts on a great show. If you like country music, Brett Eldridge at the Taste of Joliet on Saturday. We have got hair bands Warrant and Firehouse. Take you back to the 80s at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond this weekend. At Ravinia tomorrow, it is the indie roots band Dispatch. And then Sunday, it is Diana Krall performing at the new venue that's called Garcia Chicago. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band is performing all weekend long. That's going to be more than just amazing. Just opened at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace is the new show Always Patsy Cline, which is the story of the personal and professional life and all the great music of country icon Patsy Cline. That's going to be running through August the 3rd. Steppenwolf has got a brand new play that just opened, You Will Get Sick, about an unlikely bond between a young man and an older woman. I'm going to be seeing this tonight, so I'll be able to tell you more about it Monday morning. Amy Morton, by the way, one of the original ensemble members from Steppenwolf, is returning to the stage there, first time in nearly a decade. We've got Second City's ETC Theater presenting an all-new production. That's going on. Our very own Pat Tomasulo is doing stand-up comedy at Zany's in Rosemont today and tomorrow. We've got Hacks writer Pat Regan at the Den Theater for some comedy, for some outside fun. Pride Fest is going on. Halstead from Addison to Grace tomorrow and Sunday. Live is performing at Brookfield Zoo's Roaring Nights on Saturday. Winnetka Music Festival is going on. The Taste of Highland Park is going on today and tomorrow as well. And we've got a couple of new movies. I'm just trying to remember if I've ever given out two Dean's List A's in one week. And I don't think I ever have. But I am this week because we've got a couple of pretty good movies. First is the Disney Pixar movie Elio. This is very much along the lines of the original Pixar movies. I'm not going to say it's like Toy Story. Nothing is like Toy Story. It's a classic and a category by itself, but it's more along those lines than some of the more recent Pixar offerings. This is about an 11-year-old nerdy kid who is obsessed with outer space. He has a little souped-up ham radio of his own that accidentally sends out a transmission that is picked up by a group of aliens on another planet. They think that he is the official representative for all human life on the planet Earth, and beam him up there, and he forms a friendship with an equally nerdy son of the leader of this new planet. It's a very sweet story, plenty of laughs, beautifully animated, as Pixar always does. But at the bottom line of this whole thing, this is a movie about love and acceptance and tolerance. And, you know, Pixar does such a great job of interweaving all of those things. The kids are going to like it. I think the grown-ups who take the kids to go see this are also going to like it. Highly recommended, Dean's List A. And if you like scary movies, horror movies, there is 28 Years Later. This comes from director Danny Boyle, who I am a huge fan of. Everything he touches is so unique and original. This is about three decades later, after the events of the first movie that he did, 28 Days Later, after a virus infects most of the world and there are only pockets of survivors. This is especially poignant after what we've been through with COVID. And it's, again, beautifully shot. It's raw. It's exciting. It's white-knuckling. Much of this movie, interestingly, was shot with a handheld mobile device, just like the, you know, a mobile device that you may be using yourself. They wanted to bring this raw touch of authenticity to it, and it really works. Aaron Taylor Johnson's in this. Ralph Fiennes is in it. Jodie Comer is in it. Another Dean's List A. So get into one of those nice ice-cold movie theaters, get out of the hot weather, and enjoy some entertainment this weekend.
Yeah, the theaters are putting those signs out front. It's refrigerated inside. Go on in. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.